everything's sponsorable, including your children. I mean, you can make a little, I mean, I don't know, you parents listening, would you sponsor out your kid to make a little coin? For example, naming your child after a tech company to get free Wi-Fi for a couple of years, would you do that?
No.
Okay. Well, this is what they did. A company in Switzerland, they had a baby girl, and there was a startup internet company that said, hey, if you name your child after our company, the company is named Twi-Fi. If you name your child after our company, if it's a boy, you can name it Twifus or Twifia or Twifia for a girl. If you name your child after our company, we'll give you 18 years of free Wi-Fi service. And the company did so. The parents said, you know what? Not a bad idea. Let's do it. So they have a little baby girl, Twifia.
And?
And they're now a little ashamed of what they did. Rightfully so, because this is like whack as you know what.
I'm sure the pushback was large, but maybe they have her university education all taken care of.
I mean, not really. It's just 18 years of free Wi-Fi. Like, is it that important?
I feel like they went over the names and they thought, you know, that name isn't so bad. Maybe we could do it. Yeah, we'll do it for free Wi-Fi. We'll give it a go. And then they actually did it, and now they don't want their identities revealed because they're worried about public shaming.
Twifia? How would you pronounce
Twifia?
That?
Twifia. Well, that is like crazy.
Yeah.
And what happens in 18 years if we don't need Wi-Fi?
Oh my gosh, Marilyn, you're right.
Do you know what I mean? What if it's just done? Like, you know, remember Wi-Fi? Yeah.
You know what? Like, in maybe 10 years, we might not need Wi-Fi. Like, the next innovation could come through and we'd be like, don't need that anymore. And then she has this name. She'll change her name. She will change her name.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think so. I wonder if that nixes the deal they have with it, though.
Well, I don't know. But, you know, it makes me think about tech and how advanced it's getting and how I know more about it now, broadcasting from home, especially with the TV show. You know, put it on airplane mode. Take off your Wi-Fi. We're going to do it over the cellular. We're going to do it over, here's a word for you, Ethernet. Never knew that word before. So, I mean, you know, it could be like when she's 7, it'll be like, no big deal. And she can go back to her regular name, like Natalie, you know?
Yeah.
But every time you cut the deal with the devil, you never know. Nobody thinks about, when people see stuff for free, guys, don't you think they just don't think about the repercussions?
About the implications?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, it's one of those things that happens in sports all the time. I mean, especially in the soccer world. You look at a soccer jersey, if you don't know the sport of football or soccer, you might not know what team is playing because it's just the sponsor on the jersey and then a little patch with the name of the team.
Right.
For example, like there's a team that's sponsored by a bread company. If you didn't know the name of the team, you'd think they were called the Bimbos. That's just the name of the bread company.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
With jerseys that say Bimbo.
I love it. I love it.
That's just the sponsor.
Yeah.
So, in any case, everything could be sponsored, but I don't know if I'd ever sponsored out my kid.